Okay, my name is Brian Clark. I'm a sergeant with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Bureau, and you are Captain. Can you kind of summarize for me what transpired this morning as far as your call for service and what you guys saw, did, and heard and learned and smelled and everything else on this call?
So we responded to a shooting. Upon arrival, found one patient on the ground with an injury to the hand. I didn't see much outside of the injury to the hand. I stood back and started documenting, because that's my part of my job, is finding out date of birth, name, age. And that's about it as far as what I saw with the patient.
Okay.
Other than that, it was speaking with officers, deputies, to get intel on the person.
Okay, so when you first arrived on scene, who all was standing here at this location?
You had two or three officers at the patient, and then the patient on the ground.
And what were the officers doing?
They were rendering aid.
Okay, when you say rendering aid, what can you tell me about that?
They had a medical bag out, and they had some bandaging, and that's about it.
Okay, could you hear them saying anything to the patient, or did you hear the patient say anything to the deputies?
No, the patient wasn't saying anything. Just
okay.
Kind of moaning in pain.
Okay, and how was she positioned?
She was supine.
Supine, okay. Could you tell, do you remember what hand it was that was
left
injured?
Hand.
Is it her left hand?
Left hand.
Okay, and did you get a look at the injury at all?
Yeah, it looked like she had one of her fingers was kind of skewed, or, you know, maybe a possible broken hand or a tendon involved that kind of mangled the hand a little bit.
Okay. And...
Ryan, am I going to step on anything?
No. Okay. Who from your crew rendered...
He's our firefighter paramedic.
He's a paramedic, okay. And did he tell you what his findings were on his assessment?
No.
Okay. How long?
I was away from them.
Okay.
I stood back. I let them do their work, and I was trying to get information.
Okay.
From the officers.
What information did you get from the patient?
None. She wouldn't give us any information. She wouldn't give us a name. She wouldn't give us an age, date of birth.
Okay. So then after that, what happened next?
That's when I stood back to get information. My medic entered. Rendered aid, bandaging, irrigation of the wound to see exactly what was going on, and then a Gold Coast ambulance paramedics arrived on scene as well. They assisted along with my injury.
Okay. And then what happened after that?
The injury was stabilized. The patient was loaded up in the ambulance, and they were making the determination of which hospital to go to.
Okay. And they went to
Los Robles
Hospital. Okay, and what happened after that?
After that, I gave information to Detective Sheriff over there.
Okay.
That's it.
As far as what was at the scene here, was there any debris or weapons or anything else that you guys saw on the ground?
I did not. Did not see anything else other than
okay.
The patient and some blood and...
Okay, and I understand something happened with the blood afterwards?
My engineer, I guess he washed, rinsed the spot down. I should get that from him. I wasn't there. I didn't see what he
okay.
did.
Okay.
How much blood was on the ground. I didn't get to see that. Because there
okay.
was like a chuck or some type of drop underneath her hand. So.
Okay. Is that something you guys normally do?
I think that was from one of your deputies or,
okay.
or yeah, someone prior to us.
Someone prior to you...
Prior to us on scene.
Someone prior to you on scene did what?
There was some type of chuck or something underneath.
Oh, a chuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is a chuck?
That's just a pad. It's just for an absorbent pad.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, in regards to, like, cleaning up the scene, is that something you guys normally do at accidents or calls for service, stuff like that?
I think if it's a small amount, yeah, we'll clean up, we'll wipe it up if we can get it with a cloth or something. But as far as washdowns, I know that there's cities and stuff that they don't want the biohazard getting washed
okay.
down, so no. But there wasn't any hoses pulled or anything like that. It was all from the irrigation, the saline from the wound and irrigation of the
okay.
little blood spot down below.
Okay. Anything else you think would be important for us to know?
Not much. I stood back, so okay. They're going to have more information for that.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you're the captain of the rig, right?
Yeah.
And you have one engineer and one firefighter.
Perfect.